I dragged you in here to record because we have not put out an episode in over a month.
Yeah, soon it'll be 2 months.
Oh, wow. That doesn't make me hate myself.
It shouldn't. We've been doing a lot. Would you like to elaborate?
Well, you had top surgery, so you got your boobs removed, and now you just have pec muscles, and there
and
is...
And some scabs.
And some scabs, but there's also a pandemic going around.
It just hit 2 weeks since I got top surgery, and I can, like, just sort of shower and dress myself. So you've been pretty busy.
Here's the thing. I'm paranoid about a lot of stuff, and being paranoid about coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, really paid off.
Yeah, it actually did. You had me buy a bunch of supplies before we left to get top surgery. So this was like March 7th, mm-hmm. and shit had not hit the fan yet.
Yeah.
And so we stocked up on like 2 weeks of everything.
Yeah, we didn't do a hoarding situation.
No, we did it because I wouldn't be able to lift stuff after
right.
top surgery. So this was even before like the panic hit.
And I did tell you, I'm like, just get an extra week of toilet paper and an extra week of water. And not because I think the water is going to be shut off. I just have to have bottled water because of my allergies, because I'm that much of a nerd.
Well, no, because otherwise you get sinus infections.
Yeah.
And it would suck to get one right now with what's going on, because they probably wouldn't even treat you.
Antibiotics so far are in pretty, like, they're in good supply, but things are, I don't want to bum people out. But I've been feeling guilty about not releasing anything, because other than the constant anxiety over a pandemic and me questioning my own gender and sexuality, there's also this issue of it's so.
No, tell me. I don't even know what you're going to say.
I feel like I've had like podcaster's block. Like,
I mean, to be fair, so we have two episodes that are almost completely ready to go, and they just need to be mixed, and not just, but
I mean, for this show, we had a vision of a very tightly produced, really creative, like a very clear creative vision, and for various reasons, it's had to constantly change. Some of it beyond our control. Some of it, me, again, just being paralyzed with anxiety. And it sucks. And a lot of people would say, oh, you don't need to apologize. But I want to apologize to you, because when we stop making things, it makes me sad. And especially right now in the world, people are creating and putting out more and more things. And I want to do that.
I mean, I think we will. You've also, besides being a caretaker for the past 2 weeks, you've also been working, you know, full time on your own job and had a bunch to do. So I should really be pushing I've started this week so far, pushing myself to do more and edit more and slowly getting there.
Luckily, I still have a job and I haven't been laid off, at least for now. And I see so much despair online, and podcasts are getting me through, or rather have gotten me through so much. I just want to put more stuff out.
Yeah.
Are you okay with putting this out with very little or no editing? If I just do a rough, like, make sure the levels are okay.
Yeah, no, sure. I briefly want to talk about how I almost feel a little guilty putting out my top surgery journey and don't know if we should do it and should put out other stuff at this time, because so many gender affirming surgeries have been postponed and people can't even like fill their testosterone right now. Even in Chicago, Howard Brown has a shortage of injectable testosterone and are just giving out gel. And like, my surgery could not have come at a better time. And I realize how lucky and blessed that I am, because had it come 2 weeks late, even just 2 weeks later,
we were in Michigan when the first person got diagnosed. And honestly, I think that I would have said, all right, nope.
I mean, my doctor is still doing top surgeries because he's not in a big hospital. But after, I think it's after April 17th, he's like pushed them off indefinitely. And it's just, I almost feel like I'll be flaunting it or something. Like, I'm really uncertain. I want to keep making it and edit that, but I think maybe push it off for a while because it's, I don't want to like rub it in people's faces. Like, I am incredibly lucky and grateful.
I know you are. And
I don't want to bum people out. Let's be real. Like, so much is bumming people out that maybe we'll even just release more like queer media and not release it necessarily on our Patreon, because I feel like those episodes are happier. I mean, I would like to keep our Patreon going because I've...
Oh, yeah. You've been laid off. Yeah.
Dog walking is not seen as essential when everyone's working from home and can walk their own dogs.
Yeah.
So, which is totally fair.
But we're still lucky that you'll be able to like file for unemployment and...
And have extra time to recover. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. While we're trying not to bum people out, but bumming people out, do you want to talk about some of the ways that we know how to basically take care of yourself in a gender type of way when you are under quarantine and you're stuck with in a place or with people that you don't particularly like? I keep thinking about the folks who aren't out to their families or their roommates, or God forbid, the folks who are in a domestic violence situation, or even just a...
emotional abuse, unsupportive family situation.
Right.
I feel like now more than ever, it's got to be, other than the people, and not belittling this, but other than the people that are in abusive situations, I feel like now more than ever, it's got to be easier to experiment with gender because you're in your home and can dress how you want and have, you know, refer to yourself if you're by yourself or with supportive people or with your roommates. I've seen a lot of people just being like, fuck it, and coming out online and like starting to live life as themselves because they're,
hell yeah,
like holed up by themselves. And trans YouTubers like the are making lots of positive content, like Jammy Dodger and Jackson Bird are both making a lot of positive trans YouTube content is coming out, and like articles and stuff to read. Despite the internet being a depressing and anxiety inducing place right now, there's a lot of good stuff out there online if you want to find it.
I've actually found that people are being more positive in their kind of day-to-day posting. Like, they're obviously, you know, posting news stories about COVID and coronavirus and stuff, but it feels like people are being nicer to one another. But I also, if I was in a place by myself, or God forbid, I was at home with my parents, when you're doing the type of like, if once you tell people like, okay, now is my alone time, if you can shut a door, you, oh man, I would shut the door and just never wear a bra. Like, if I was at home with my parents, be like, nope, I'm just, I'm doing my homework behind in my bedroom, and put on some pants and put on a shirt that I enjoy and not...
gender-affirming clothes.
Yeah.
Like, exploring your closet and finding gender-affirming clothes. There's been a lot of online, again, like, binder and packer giveaways, and, like, trans... run trans websites are like discounting prosthetics and stuff like that, and still shipping them out just because they know that people can be in shitty situations and it can be a really stressful time. So that's been really, really cool.
Yeah, a lot of places are discounting dresses too, and bras for trans women, and it just, it makes me happy because, yes, you could go the pessimistic route and say, well, this is just advertisement for when everything goes back to normal. They're still, they just want you to remember them and get their business. And it's like, well, yeah, you gotta buy your stuff somewhere. So why the heck not? Like, yes, I don't, we don't want to spend money when, you know, in this economy.
But getting back to talking about like what kind of content you would want to put out and hear yourself, I think I would want to make like, I want to make a list of like book recs and like talk about queer, positive queer art that's out there, because people do have all this time now, most of us. So it'd be good to have things, art that I could search out that would make me happy and not just...
I was not prepared for this, but immediately... two things come to mind. Do you want me to share and then you can think of a thing or two?
Yes.
So a couple weeks ago, I read Laura Jane Grace's book, Tranny. And I know a lot of people have a issue with that word and it's loaded, but I have been called a lot of slurs, including that one. And it's, I think, really refreshing to just see that on a cover of a book and say, yeah, people hate us sometimes. Mm. This is what we're called, even though we're not sure if we belong under the trans umbrella, such as someone like me. But it's a really kind of depressing book and goes through her life as a, like up through her transition. Like the end of the book, she is taking hormones for the first time.
Wow.
And yeah. And the reason I'm recommending it is because sometimes you don't want media that is completely feel good, you know? Like the kind of stuff where it's sort of like...
cheesy?
No, yes. Well, yes. Like the cheesy like memes that are a little cringe to me that you post online, but some people really like and enjoy. But for example, I've been listening to interviews with the writer of World War Z, which is a zombie pandemic science fiction book. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's like comforting. And so reading Laura Jane Grace's book and blasting her album Transgender Dysphoria Blues over and over again the past few weeks has just made me feel like, oh yeah, other people are angry and it's okay for me to be angry, especially the way doctors treat her, because the way doctors are treating people right now kind of suck.
Yeah, it's awful.
Would you like me to move on to my other piece of, well, I was going to say it's not depressing, but I guess I'm just going to say, if you like sort of cheesy stuff and you like musicals and you hate landlords, you should
Avenue
watch
Q?
that would work too. but you should check out the movie Rent, which is now on Netflix. I also encourage you to pirate things, share passwords.
You mean the movie Rent, like the filmed Broadway version, not the...
Nope.
Oh, well, that one's better, and it's also available.
It's also available. It's a little harder to find, and if you can't pay for it, pirate it. Like,
I
nobody...
think it's like $5, though. So.
No, because I gifted it to somebody, and it's like, it's not a ton of money, but I would say whenever I pirate something, I try to see who is getting the money if I purchase the thing, and I don't think that anybody's getting money from this. Like, Anthony Rapp isn't getting a check because you're buying the 10th anniversary filming of Rent. You know what I mean?
I love you. I actually like it too, so no judgment. I mean, I wasn't prepared for this, but I do have a list of queer books that I want to read.
Wait, no. Let's you got to do things you actually read or actually seen.
Oh, like recommend actual things.
Yes.
That I've experienced.
Yes.
Can I recommend Sorted by Jackson Bird?
Heck yeah.
I want to recommend Sorted by Jackson Bird. It is great. There's lots of Harry Potter references, and it's about an FTM transgender journey, and he's a nerd, and I love it.
I like that. I just got it sorted. Like,
yep.
There we go.
This was written before Harry Potter was super problematic, by the way. So just forget that part and enjoy it.
It was written before J.K. Rowling finally came out as a TERF.
Right.
Which we all knew. But one thing I like about Jackson's work, actually, is he doesn't go for the straight argument of, oh, yeah, you can always separate the art from the artists. But is like, yeah, things are complex and stuff is hard. So the Harry Potter community is so great. And it sort of sucks that the creator is a TERF and doesn't understand a lot of things about the world. But, you know, older women who are, I think she's a billionaire.
Yeah, probably.
Billionaires aren't people. Like, they just can't. They just can't. Like, how can
we're getting off on a tangent.
Well,
now.
But no, I don't know if it's very relevant to the world we live in now, because
relevant.
What did I say?
Revelant.
It is very relevant to the world we're living in right now.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree. I don't know if I have any more recs because I haven't been exposing myself to enough queer media.
See? Yeah, exactly. Because we have, I'm going to make you start to read Laura Jane Grace's biography. But, I mean, that's because there isn't that much out there by non-binary and trans people who aren't sort of in the YouTube club. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. It's been already established YouTubers making a lot of content, but you should check out Jamie Dodger because he's been putting out, Jamie Rains has been putting out a lot of great content with his wife, Shaba. He's always so positive and super great, and it's just like a happy little 5 minutes of your life. So I recommend it.
Mm-hmm. And he is positive in the face of adversity.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to do that right now. It's hard for me. How are you holding up?
I think since I'm so focused on recovering, I was going to be inside most of the time for these next 2 weeks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't really hit me yet. As far as like being stir crazy and cooped up.
Right.
This was my recovery plan anyway.
Yeah.
So give me another week and we'll see how it is. Once I have my energy back, because yesterday I walked for 20 minutes and I was exhausted afterwards. I wanted to take another nap because my body is healing. So
how has being locked in here with me been?
Great. That was a pause. That sounded like sounded like it wasn't great, but I don't know how I would be without you. Like, I am less depressed and less anxious because I have you. You're my best friend. So
I was not fishing for compliments.
I was answering honestly. And also, if we didn't have pets, I'm not supposed to mention the cats, but
no, you're not supposed to be distracted by the cats while recording.
If we did not have an animal, I would make us go out and get an animal and like foster a dog or something, because if I did not have furry things to love, I would be going crazy. And I am missing the dogs that I walk so much.
Do you have any advice for people who are, you know, doing self-imposed quarantine and aren't leaving the house and are stuck in with their parents or their partner?
Their partner that they don't like? Is that what you're implying?
Either or. Both.
Try to get some time to yourself. Just if you can physically get some space, or mentally and emotionally get some space, and give yourself your own time to do something you like so that you don't get driven crazy by either your parents, your partner, or your roommate.
I am a big proponent of just saying, hey, I need bubble time right now. Pretend that I'm in a bubble and you cannot reach me or talk to me. Like, when I am in bubble time, if you need to talk to me, you text me, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, or I tap you on the shoulder and wait.
I actually don't like that. It startles me.
Oh, I guess like in that vein of things, we say this a lot on this podcast, having an open line of honest and clear communication so you don't drive each other crazy. That's the key to any good relationship, let alone one that's made more stressful by quarantine.
I think having a check-in at the end of every day is good too. Like, hey, what do you think or feel right now?
Or what do you need?
Yes, that's very, very smart.
Because sometimes I tell you, I just need to shut my brain off right now. Mm-hmm. And that's also very smart. You're right.
It's now 7:37 p.m. What do you need from me right now?
Food, because I get hangry, mm-hmm. and a break from my compression, my post-op compression vest, so I can take a deep breath. Mm. Those are my needs as of this evening. What are your needs from me this evening?
I think I need to go into a transparent bubble so that you can still see me, but maybe not talk to me while I play Animal Crossing.
I was going to say, you need to play some Animal Crossing, yeah, don't you?
Yeah.
Also, play Animal Crossing. It's great.
Or Minecraft, or anything that is monotonous and but distracting and relaxing.
But you can also interact with other people.
Right, yeah.
Like your friends. Or you're not real friends, but your little happy animal friends.
I was going to say, wait, my real friends? Or...
I mean, both.
Do you have a favorite Animal Crossing neighbor yet?
I only have two right now.
Oh, okay. So my favorite neighbor across the entire series is Drake, but I'm really digging...
What is he? What kind of animal?
He's a duck. He's kind of like the opposite of me, except that I think he's kind of a stoner and he likes snacks.
That sounds like a perfect quarantine buddy, unless they eat all the snacks, which we have been doing.
Yeah. That's another piece of advice. Ration snacks.
Yeah, don't eat all your snacks.
Because then you're just left with the healthy stuff and it makes you sad.
Popcorn and healthy chips.
And then you just end up ordering pizza. But you know what? Supporting the local economy.
We are supporting our local pizza place tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I only have two Animal Crossing neighbors, but my favorite is like the roller derby Donkey Kong looking gorilla.
Oh, the giant lesbian gorilla.
Yeah, her name is Rocket. She wears like a pink race car outfit.
Yeah, and a helmet. Is she wearing a helmet?
Yep, pink race car outfit and helmet.
I think that is a roller derby uniform. I don't think it's a race car.
She always says vroom, though. Her little catchphrase is vroom, vroom. Yeah.
Oh, I want her to... I might have to come to your island tonight and visit her.
Do it.
You should come visit Phoebe. She's super cool and chill.
Is that your stoner friend?
No, she's like a crane, I want to say. Wow, this would be confusing if people don't know what Animal Crossing is. But if you haven't, wow, you're in for a delightful treat. Also, sorry. sorry about this
3-minute discussion of Animal Crossing.
I love it so much.
It is very peaceful and lovely. And we all need that right now in our lives, a little peace and loveliness.
That's such a good way to end. Oh, I guess I'm just going to do the outro live. We really appreciate you checking out this episode of Two Headed Girl. If you're enjoying the show, please share it with a friend. And you can visit us at patreon.com/twoheadedgirlfm, which directly supports the show. If you'd like to hear more, head over to twoheadedgirlfm.com or subscribe wherever you find podcasts, including our favorite independent app, Overcast, made by Marco Arment, who...
Wait, I wanna do the who. Wait, say Marco Arment, because that's really hard for me.
By Marco Arment.
Who has very good taste in Bluths.
And should visit... are my Minecraft server. And hey, I know that you're out there taking care of each other and you're doing a great job. We will all get through this.
Thanks again for listening.
Take care of each other. Bye.
Bye. Let's shake down all the trees. And find something to eat. Take a walk down by the